What's going on, everybody? Beast Child back in the house, coming at you with THOP, the half hour of power with Beast Child. And today is Thursday, you know what that means. It's fantasy football day. I'm going to be giving you the pops, chops, drops, shops, and cops for this upcoming week in the NFL. I'm not going to tell you the obvious plays, but I'm going to give you some key matchups you're going to want to look out for. And I'm going to help you win this week in fantasy football. Here we go. Now, before we can get into the weekend that was and the weekend that will be in fantasy football, let me give you the four ways to get in contact with the show. Send your emails to beastchild09@gmail.com. Add the show on MySpace, myspace.com/the_half_hour_of_power. Or add me on Skype, beastchild09. Or, of course, you can always visit the almighty website, thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. So let's get right into fantasy football with the ops from the weekend that was and the weekend that will be, fantasy football style. Here we go. What's going on, everybody? Beast Show back in the house, THOP, as you heard in the intro. So, this is the Fantasy Football Week 8 Ops. That means I'm going to give you the pops. That's who you want to pop into your lineup. Chops, who you want to chop off your lineup. Drops, who you want to drop off your roster. Shops, who you want to go shopping for on the waiver wire or even in the trade, someone you want to buy low. And cops, who you want to look out for, you know, be on the side of the freeway through Jelly Donut, and you see someone speeding, gotta go after him. That's why you're a cop here on THOP, and I'll tell you what you have to do, and all you have to do, go out there and do it. Back in June, I said Tom Brady, number one fantasy quarterback, and Randy Moss, number one fantasy wide receiver, and I was dead right. So let's get into this week's pops and see who's gonna break loose. Okay, I got three quarterbacks, three running backs, three wide receivers, and one tight end, one defense for my pops this week, week eight, the halfway point for fantasy football. So, my first quarterback, Eli Manning, then Donovan McNabb, then Trent Edwards. No particular order, just those three guys. And so let's break it down. Eli Manning against the Miami Dolphins defense, if you call it defense, they're gonna be playing in London, and we know that Eli Manning has weapons with Plaxico Burress, with Amani Toomer, with tight end Jeremy Shockey every once in a while out of the U. And we know that he has a running game to kind of take the pressure off him, because otherwise, if Eli Manning's got pressure on him, bad things happen. So, I expect him to have a great day, especially since Ronaldo Hill, safety, is out for the season for the Dolphins. So, that it's going to look good because they're probably going to have some young guy in there who doesn't really know much. Maybe someone like Jay Allen, you know, someone pretty weak like that. So, and the next two guys, Donovan McNabb, the Eagles play against, I believe it's the Vikings defense. Vikings defense, as we know, what is it, number four against the run? But against the pass, not too good. So, they're going to pass often, and they're going to pass effectively because Brian Westbrook is going to be shut down. As you'll see in my chops section, little teaser there. And McNabb's going to have success when he does try to pass because Kevin Curtis, because of Reggie Brown and those guys. So keep an eye out for Donovan McNabb and those receivers. My third quarterback, Trent Edwards, rookie quarterback for Buffalo out of Stanford. And he's going to have a field day against the Jets. They have a good first round cornerback in Darrell Revis, the Jets do, but they can't get enough pressure on the quarterback. And when Lee Evans, Roscoe Parrish are running around for 20 minutes, they're bound to get open eventually, right? So, Trent Edwards, a good start at quarterback. My three running backs, Lindell White, Reggie Bush, and Brandon Jacobs. Lindell White playing against the notorious Oakland Raiders at home, so it's gonna be fun for him to kind of get his legs running and get a little bit of that weight off, if you know what I mean. Reggie Bush, kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't say he broke out statistically, but he definitely showed us what he's capable of doing, you know, without Deuce McAllister to take the pressure off him. Now, there are some running backs that you want to take a look at in New Orleans, but he's obviously the key guy. And granted, he's going up against the San Francisco defense. Some say very good defense, but, you know, I mean, the Saints are going to be able to open it up in the pass. The Niners defense is a bit banged up, so that's going to open up Reggie Bush receiving, which in effect will open up Reggie Bush running, and then you divide by the square root of 12, multiply by pi, and you find the answer. Then you calculate the molar mass. So, it's pretty complex. And then we go to Brandon Jacobs, the running back, New York Giants, and he, of course, is playing the Miami Dolphins, as we saw with Eli Manning. Same reason. Miami Dolphins, nothing on defense. He's finally back from his injury. He played a little bit last week, but he's going to be full throughout this week. Now to the wide receivers. Kevin Curtis, Laviernes Coles, Bernard Berrien are the wide receivers I'm looking at this week. Philadelphia wide receiver, Kevin Curtis. Let's see what's going on. Well, Minnesota, as I said this earlier, they have a bad pass D, which is why I put in Donovan McNabb. He was a pop as well. But Kevin Curtis, we saw him get a 75-yard reception again last week. So we know Kevin Curtis has speed. Kevin Curtis is gonna burn you if you don't double him, if you don't get a safety over the top, you know, a little blanket there. And he's gonna continue to do it, and with Donovan McNabb staying healthy, it's gonna be good, because what we need to see here is Kevin Curtis matched up one-on-one. And against the Minnesota Vikings D, they're going to be looking out for Brian Westbrook, and that's going to open it up. Reggie Brown and Kevin Curtis. I feel like Kevin Curtis is more of a threat because of his speed and all that good stuff. So that's that. And my next one, Laviernes Coles, New York Jets wide receiver. He was second in the league last week in receiving. I believe the magic number was 131. Don't quote me on that. But Laviernes Coles going up against the Buffalo defense. Young is, that would probably be an appropriate word for the Buffalo D. Nothing against them, but you gotta click Laviernes Coles in this situation. You gotta pop him in your lineup, because he is going to get deep, and whether it's Chad Pennington or Kellen Clemens, I mean, this guy's gonna be open, and, you know, you can't really miss him. Even if he gets the ball in the open field, we know that he can run after the catch. And the third wide receiver is Bernard Berrien. So we got three, you know, fast, deep threats in the pop section. Kevin Curtis, Laviernes Coles, and Bernard Berrien. Bernard Berrien is going to look good. We always know he's a deep threat. Rex Grossman or Brian Greasy, less than desirable quarterbacks, but we know that he can get deep, that he can get behind defenses, and you're going to see that this week against the Detroit Lions. We saw what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Lions. I know everyone butchers that example, but 56 points, hard to ignore. So, look out for Bernard Berrien. My tight end, Bo Scaife. Yes, Bo Scaife. Whatever you prefer, he is going up against the Oakland Raiders, as we saw with Lindell White, and their passing D is, it's in the middle, there, but with Kerry Collins coming in, or Vince Young might even be back, we're still not sure about that, but whoever plays, if it's Vince Young, all the merrier, because he likes Bo Scaife even more, his former teammate from college, and so he is a good play here. And my defense, the Giants D, once again, butchering the Miami Dolphins, but, you know, whether you own them or whether you can just pick them up off the waiver wire, they are definitely a pop in this situation. We saw them score a defensive touchdown with the against the San Francisco 49ers. We know that they are a sack threat on pretty much every down. As we saw last year, we saw with the San Diego Chargers, we saw that they were just getting monster fantasy points because of all their sacks. Sean Merriman, Sean Phillips, the Sean brothers there, and now we're seeing it with the Giants. It's mainly their defensive line. It's Osio Mignola, Michael Strahan, and Matthias Kiwanuka. Those guys really bring in the heat, and, you know, every once in a while they throw in another linebacker anyway, and you're going down. This week they play against Cleo Lemon, and I'll tell you this, it's going to be ugly, so don't start Cleo Lemon. So, once again, the pops, Eli Manning from the Giants playing against Miami, Donovan McNabb of the Eagles, Trent Edwards, rookie quarterback out of Buffalo, and Lindell White, Tennessee running back, Reggie Bush from New Orleans, Brandon Jacobs from the Giants, Kevin Curtis, the Eagles, Laviernes Coles, the Jets, Bernard Berrien, Chicago Bears, Bo Scaife, the Tennessee Titans, and the Giants D. Now let's get to the chops. These are guys, and now, granted, I'm not giving you the obvious ones, start Peyton Manning, start LT, but, These are guys that maybe you're on the brink of thinking of, or maybe, you know, you don't even, maybe you're just looking at him on your bench and you don't even think of starting him, but these are just guys that you want to consider and guys that I'm definitely using. I use these lists. And so that's that. I usually start looking at my lineups maybe Tuesday or Wednesday so I can get in a quick waiver claim and see what's going on. And then if I see something that really jumps out at me, then I'll put it on this list. So a lot of this comes from just research, looking at stats and trends, and a lot of this is just me doing my thing. Now let's go to the chops. Who do you want to chop off your lineup? Well, you gotta go with three quarterbacks, three running backs, three wide receivers. And of course, you gotta go with Brett Favre in this situation, playing against the Denver Broncos D. And not only the Denver Broncos D, the Denver Broncos secondary, number two in the NFL as far as giving up the pass, as far as allowing the pass, because of course you got Champ Bailey, you got Dre Bly, or Jazelius Blizzy, as Hobbs calls him. But they allow about 164 yards per game, and against Brett Favre, who throws picks, you might get into the negatives in this one. So stay away from Brett Favre, and obviously that includes his receivers. My next quarterback, Jason Campbell and Jay Cutler. Jason Campbell this week, Washington, playing at New England Sunday Night Football. It's going to be an interesting game, but as far as a fantasy aspect of it, Jason Campbell's got to be a sit. He's going to be throwing against guys like Asante Samuel, Rodney Harrison, you know, veterans that know what they're doing, and a defensive genius that's going to bring the heat when they have to. It's going to bring the heat with a three-man rush, and they're going to get to you. And if they can find a running game with Clinton Portis, all the merrier. I had Clinton Portis originally on my chops, but I took him off because I don't think he's going to do that bad. But Jason Campbell not going to have too good a day. Maybe two, maybe three picks. A touchdown or two if he's lucky, but I don't see him doing too much, especially yardage-wise. It's not going to look good. And the third quarterback, Jay Cutler, playing Monday night against the Green Bay Packers. Now, the Green Bay Packers, their defense has been brought attention. You know, they were very underrated D coming into the league, and then everyone kind of realized, oh, wow, these guys are good. But you take a look at their secondary. Charles Woodson, Al Harris, two cornerbacks, very good. Nick Ferguson as a safety. Nick Collins. These guys are really good, and these guys have speed. Take a look at Al Harris. We know he has speed, you know, and now he's you know, getting on the, I'm not going to say the older side of old, but I would consider him a veteran. He knows what's going on. Charles Woodson, back in the Oakland days, he was one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. Now he's matched up. Jay Cutler really doesn't have anyone to throw to except for maybe Brandon Stokely in the slot or his tight end Tony Scheffler, which he's grown to like, but I don't see him doing too much. And I do see him throwing a few interceptions in this game, so that's not good from a fantasy aspect. So the three quarterbacks, Brett Favre, Jason Campbell, Jay Cutler. Now we go to the three running backs, Lamont Jordan of Oakland, Ernest Graham, and Brian Westbrook. Yes, Brian Westbrook, he may be the best player on your team, but let's be honest. At the end of the day, you're going to have a guy on your bench that probably scores more points than him if you go out in the waiver wire and find someone, because he is going up against the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings run D is number four in the league. They allow 76 yards per game. 76 as far as rushing defense. Rushing offense, they get 163. So that's really good. But rushing defense, they allow 76 yards per game. And basically, let's say Brian Westbrook, he's a stud, so he's going to get somewhere maybe 80 yards, 90 yards, and maybe a touchdown. But you can't really expect too much because they're going to have success passing the ball. And Andy Reid, being a pretty smart guy, he's not going to want to run if you have success passing. Let's be logical here. So Brian Westbrook has to be a sit. Now let's get to the lesser known, the Lamont Jordan and the Ernest Grahams of the world. Lamont Jordan still having some problems. Dominic Rhodes is going to continue to take carries from him. Justin Fargas is going to chime in with his 10 cents. But they're playing against a very good Tennessee Titans D, very good enough that they are number one in the league rushing defense, and they allow 59 yards per game. Not too good. 59 yards per game. Let's say he gets 60 yards. You know, he's going to be splitting carries anyway. Even if he gets the full 60 yards, that's not good fantasy value out of your, what, number two or three running back. So, you got to sit Lamont Jordan and Ernest Graham. Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Ernest Graham is not going to have too much fun against the Jacksonville defense. A very stingy, hit him in the mouth, hard-nosed defense, and what was it, Tampa Bay defense is very high on this thing. They are number 5 overall. That is good. That is good if you ask me. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Ernest Graham, he is not going to find too much daylight. You might see some Michael Bennett. Either way, they're going to rely on Jeff Garcia to win this game, which is why they might struggle. Tease coming up for tomorrow's NFL preview show. So, that is the three running backs, Lamont Jordan, Ernest Graham, and Brian Westbrook. So, now let's move to the wide receivers. Joey Galloway, Brandon Marshall, and Santana Moss. Santana Moss pulled himself out of the game last week. Brandon Marshall arrested on DUI charges, and regardless of that, he's going to be matched up against Al Harris. And Joey Galloway against Rasheen Mathis. So let's start off with Joey Galloway. He's playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars. One might say, Monday Night Football, Jacksonville Jaguars lost 29-7 against the Indianapolis Colts. Key word in that sentence, key couple of words, Indianapolis Colts there. What defense is going to shut down the Indianapolis Colts or the New England Patriots? The answer to that is none, or the Baltimore Ravens, because they're the best team in the league. But we are talking about these wide receivers. Joey Galloway, he is going up against that defense, and it's not going to be fun, because they do have Rasheen Mathis back there. In my opinion, top 5 corner in the NFL. Rasheen Mathis, maybe top 3. You gotta go Champ Bailey, I want to say Chris McAllister, but I don't even know about him. D'Angelo Hall, I don't know, Nnamdi Asamoah from the Raiders, and just some banged up corners there. But he is going up against Rasheen Mathis, who is very good, and he, to some extent, he did limit the Indianapolis passing attack. They did play without Marvin Harrison for most of the game, but look for Joey Galloway to struggle, so put him on your bench. Brandon Marshall, the next guy, he is going up against Al Harris, the second corner on the Green Bay Packers. That is going to be the Monday night game. Another fun game to watch, but as far as your fantasy bench, it's not going to be fun if you have Brandon Marshall on the field, because he's not going to find too much daylight, especially with Jay Cutler. You know, he's a young quarterback. He's going to be under pressure a lot from Aaron Kampman, and pressure coming up from all sides, A.J. Hawk, Nick Barnett, and so it's not going to be good, and he's going to be on the run, he's going to be stranded sometimes, and Brandon Marshall is not going to get too much daylight. Santana Moss, the next wide receiver, he is going up against Asante Samuel, another cornerback that I should mention in that elite, and he pulled himself out of a game, which that's just ridiculous. You should never do that. The coach will decide if you're bad, the coach will decide if you should come out. But regardless of that, once again, he's going up against this New England defense. Very good, very smart, very veteran, and he's not going to find too much daylight. Now we go to L.J. Smith, the lone tight end, still having coming off the injury, allegedly, but he's still going to have some problems. Philadelphia going up against the Minnesota passing defense. And, okay, Minnesota's not that good, but L.J. still injured, still banged up. I don't know if they'll listen to this questionable, probable, whatever, but don't start him. You can probably find better options on the waiver wire, and I'll get to those in the shop segment. Eric Johnson and Mercedes Lewis, just to name a few, but that's L.J. Smith. And the defense to chop off is going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Cincinnati Bengals. Pittsburgh Steelers, they are the number one total defense in the NFL, only allowing 250 yards, but I have to say that they're not going to do too well against the Bengals against the Bengals offense. If they do, they'll completely shut them down, and I'll just stick a sock in my mouth. But if they don't, it's gonna be a shootout, and that's not what you want on your fantasy defense. So you could probably find some better options on the waiver wire, and I'll hit those. But that was the chops and the pops. Once again, all the pops: Eli Manning, Donovan McNabb, Trent Edwards, running backs: Lindell White, Reggie Bush, Brandon Jacobs, wide receivers: Kevin Curtis, Laviavius Coles, Bernard Berrien, tight end Bo Scaife, defense Giants. Now we go to the chops: Brett Favre, Jason Campbell, Jay Cutler. Running backs: Lamont Jordan, Ernest Graham, Brian Westbrook. Wide receivers: Joey Galloway, Brandon Marshall, Santana Moss. Tight end: L.J. Smith. Defense: Steelers. And once again, you can see all of these, in an image on the website, thehalfhourpower.googlepages.com. click on the fantasy link, and it's probably easier to see if you got that, and you got your fantasy team opened on another tab on the internet. So, those are the pops and the chops. Now let's get to the drops, the shops, and the cops. But before we do that, the bye week blues, you gotta look out for the bye weeks. It's the Arizona Cardinals, so no Fitzgerald Bolden combination. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, exactly. You don't miss too much there. The Baltimore Ravens. I don't know. Maybe Ravens D. Maybe Willis McGahee. Dallas. That's going to hurt a lot of people there. Tony Romo, T.O., Marion Barber, Julius Jones, Dallas defense. Kansas City. Larry Johnson. I don't know. Dwayne Bowe. T.J. And T.G. And Seattle. So Sean Alexander on that chopping block. So Arizona, Atlanta, Baltimore, Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle are the bye week. And so, you know, make sure you don't be the genius that starts a bye week team, a bye week player. So that's that. Now, this is one of the 2 weeks in the NFL, we've already had one, that have six bye weeks, and so only 13 games will be played, maybe some lower scoring in fantasy, but regardless of that, you still gotta go out there and give it your hardest. I have a team that only two of my starters from last week are not on bye, but I'm going to go all out, and I'll tell you this, I'm going to dominate. Let's get to the drops. We got a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, and the kicker. I don't have a standard form for positions on this. Whatever drops I feel necessary, I put out there. First, quarterback, Vince Young. Yes, I am saying it. You can drop him now. Let some other genius pick him up, because this guy has already been struck by the Madden curse. And as we know, lightning always strikes in the same place, especially if you're on the Madden curse twice. So that's that. I'm not going to debate about it, obviously. I mean, he might be playing this week. Then he'll just go down again, and he'll be out for the season. It's that simple. Speaking of being out for the season, you can go ahead and drop Ronnie Brown. He is on IR. There isn't too much talking to do there. Brian Leonard. Here is a topic. Brian Leonard, he came in for injured running back Steven Jackson. Many people took him second, or almost every league. He went second. Brian Leonard came in. And he did a decent job. He didn't have a passing game to take the pressure off him. They just handed him the rock and said, run, 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 into that defensive line. And he said, okay. And so you can go ahead and drop him because Steven Jackson is back this week. I don't know how much he'll do, but I know that he'll get the majority of the carries. So go ahead and pop Steven Jackson in your lineup. Brian Leonard, and just drop him off your team. Two wide receivers, Dennis Northcutt and Glenn Holt. Okay, Dennis Northcutt, of course, David Garrard was injured, and the MRI he had to test. It's nothing major. It was an ankle injury, sprained ankle. It's nothing major, but Quinn Gray is going to be starting in this place this week against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so Northcutt not going to be too big of a threat, especially since Tampa Bay is going to have most of the receptions on defense, if you know what I mean. And the next guy, Glenn Holt, if you haven't heard of him, don't worry. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. I believe he was playing the slot or the fourth wide receiver position. But with Chris Henry coming back, go ahead and just open up space for him. I'll get to him in my shop segment. Kicker, Joe Nedney. I don't know why you would have him. I don't know why you would rely on the San Francisco offense. But you can go ahead and drop him. I've never really liked him. And he's basically inaccurate. Let's go to the shop. So once again, the drops. Vince Young, Ronnie Brown, Brian Leonard, Dennis Northcutt, Glenn Holt, and Joe Nedney. Now let's go to the shops. Shops are guys you want to pick up off the waiver wire. If they're not there, then you might want to consider trading for them. Maybe a buy low, maybe a guy that's playing pretty well, you know, average, but he's going to take off. So, these are the guys. Quarterback, got to get Phillip Rivers. This guy, I talked about this in my power rankings, the San Diego Chargers. Now they have Chris Chambers, and a lot of people might say, okay, Chris Chambers isn't, he's not Jerry Rice, he's nothing serious, but imagine what this does to the other guys, Antonio Gates, who was the Vinny Jackson, and now Chris Chambers, LT, so this is going to take more pressure off Vincent Jackson and Antonio Gates, and not to say that their numbers are going to drop, but defenses are going to have more to worry about, and that's just going to open things up for Phillip Rivers. Obviously, it's going to open things up for LT, but you don't have to worry about putting him on your bench. But Phillip Rivers is a guy that you might want to see if you can get a pretty cheap deal for him. So, that is that. Now we go to the running backs. Two running backs to pick up. Jesse Chapman in place of Ronnie Brown. I wasn't too high on him when I heard about the Ronnie Brown thing, but Now that I think of it, I mean, the Dolphins have to do something on offense. I mean, they have to gain positive yardage. So, you know, that's going to come on the hands of Jesse Chapman, who almost took Ronnie Brown's starting job preseason, if you believe it or not. But Ronnie Brown obviously broke free, I believe it was week 3 or 4, and with 200 yards of total offense. But Jesse Chapman, a guy with a lot of potential. Another running back, Kenton Keith, back up for Joseph Addai. He is an interesting player. I mean, we didn't expect too much. First play of the season, Joseph Addai gets the wind knocked out of him. Kenton Keith comes in. I believe he got like an 8-yard carry, his first carry. And he's played well since then, scored a touchdown Monday night against the Jaguars on the goal line. So, I don't know if he'll get goal line carries. I don't know if it's anything serious. But maybe someone that you just want to stash on your bench. Three wide receivers. Chris Henry of the Cincinnati Bengals coming off suspension. We know how big a threat he was. I mean, no slot receiver caught more touchdown passes than him while he was, I'm not going to say healthy, while he was out of trouble. And so we know how big of a threat he can be, especially with TJ Houshmandzadeh and Ocho Cinco taking pressure off him. You also got Anthony Gonzalez, the slot receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. Some people high on him before the season. He didn't really do too much. I think his first reception came against the Tennessee Titans in week 3. But with Marvin Harrison having, you know, on and off, he's been on and off with injuries. They haven't really needed him, but I feel like things are going to start to open up. Anthony Gonzalez, and especially in that Patriots game, not to jump ahead too far, everyone's probably talking about this now, but Anthony Gonzalez is going to start to become a threat. As will Devin Hester, the Windy City Flyer. He is the third wide receiver in the shops segment for the Chicago Bears. The Bears finally starting to use him in the offense. I also talked about this in the Power Rankings show. But Devin Hester, we know he is a threat at speed. We know he can get the ball in the open field and go nuts. So why haven't they been giving him the ball? Well, the answer is he's just been preparing, you know, whatever. He's never really played wide receiver. So now they're finally incorporating him. He had two receptions on that game-winning drive from Brian Greasy. And so expect Devin Hester to start getting more incorporated in this offense. And pick him up off the waiver wire because, you know, go ahead and throw him on your bench if you're having bye week trouble, injuries. And who knows, if he does catch a pass 80 yards later, you could have a touchdown on your scoreboard. So that is Devin Hester. Now the tight end, Tony Scheffler. Yes, Jay Cutler found him two times in the end zone in the Sunday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he is also, we saw him last year start to become a threat, and he's also on a lot of waiver wires. I saw him in a couple leagues, and I was really surprised. I mean, if he is, go ahead and grab him. I don't know that it's worth trading for him, but if he's on your waiver wire, you know, it's free. Go ahead and pick him up and drop someone like Ronnie Brown, Brian Leonard, one of those guys I named off. Now the Green Bay Packers defense is my shop. They are still on some waiver wires, and I do not know why. I mean, this Green Bay Packers defense is among the best in the league as far as young defenses go, and definitely one of the best in the NFC. So definitely someone definitely something you want to take a look at. And kicker Sean Sweezum. If you're looking for a kicker, if you're having troubles, or if you got a guy like Robbie Gould that just missed a kick. And that was the difference in one of my leagues, and it was not too good. I did go 10-3 this week in fantasy. By the way, one of those three losses coming on the foot of Robbie Gould. Thank you very much. But Sean Sweezum, kicker for the Washington Redskins, he just nails them. I think he's missed one this year, and the Redskins are starting to turn into the offense that can get the ball in scoring within scoring range. So that is that. And so now, very quickly, the cops, people you want to look out for, these seven things that you want to look out for. You want to see Brian Greasy, is he going to break free? Michael Bennett, is he going to start getting involved? As will Priest Holmes. Lance Moore, wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints, check him out. Roscoe Parrish for the Buffalo Bills. Alex Smith, tight end for Tampa Bay. And yes, the Indianapolis Colts defense. Ranked number one in passing defense, the Colts, they only allow 162 per game. So, check out the Colts defense. You can see all this on the website, but I'd like to thank you for listening. I've been Beast Child for Thursday, October 25th. Peace! Yeah, that was it. It's over. I'm sorry, but I'd like to thank you for listening to TWHOP, the half hour of power with Beast Child. This has been a Beast Child Media production for 2007. If you want to get in contact with the show, send your emails to beastchild09@gmail.com or visit the almighty website, thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. So with that, I gotta get out of here, but just remember, it's it may be fantasy football, but TWHOP keeping it real. Peace out! The Half Hour of Power.googlepages.com.